Everybody has a page? Where it says, Shir Shirim Omer Rabbi Akiva. Those are good words. Shir Shirim Omer Rabbi Akiva. Last week, when we were learning the Maamar Hador, I mentioned the Maamar of Rav Kook, that's printed in the Siddur and in the Haggadah, on Shir Shir. It's Bechlal, the whole way that it was given over originally, one of his Talmidim, the author of Eitzer HaGa'onim, was walking with him by the ocean, and Rav Kook was sat down on a boulder by the ocean and was looking out and started to talk, and this is what came out. And it was later transcribed. It has to do with everything that we've been learning, and since it came up last week and it's Erev Pesach, I thought it would be a good way to come into Yontif to try as quickly as possible. It would take a long time to go through properly and to speak about properly, but at least to see the words and to try the lot of words here, the lot of things that, as always, with Rav Kook, we're just trying our best. It's very, very hard to understand. The main part is the second part, so I'm going to go through the main part, Linyaneinu, Adem Yichas Hashem, it's all important. But Linyaneinu, the main thing, is the second part. That's really what we have to focus on, is what I was mentioning last week. So let's learn. Shir Shirim, it says, Om Rabbi Kivish, Ein Kol HaOlam Kula Kedai. There are two places where it says on the page, but on the page Kufnun Gimel. Om Rabbi Kivish, Ein Kol HaOlam Kedai, Kiyem Shenitim by Shir Shirim Yisrael. The Mishnah Yedayim, I think that all of you have heard, this Lashon, that the whole world, it's not worth the whole creation of all the world. Ein kedai. Kol ha'olam ein kulo ein kedai. All that was ever created is ein kedai. Ki yom shenitim by Shir Shirim liYisrael. Like the day that Shir Shirim was given, was revealed to Am Yisrael. Now you know that there was opposition to Shir Shirim becoming part of Tanakh. There was opposition. And Rabbi Kiva was the main supporter of the inclusion of Shir Shirim into Tanakh, with his famous statement that all Shirim are Kodesh and Shir Shirim is Kodesh Kadoshim. So we owe a lot to Rabbi Akiva. But why was it Rabbi Akiva? Why couldn't it be anybody else? Why is it that he saw this and no one else was able to see it the way that he did? So I'm Rabbi Kiva. Hashem kolam kulo kedai shiyam shintu m'shir Hashem liyisol. Yesh ahav l'shem Hashem izbar, shimitzad habriya v'hayda. So Rav Kook says a very chassidish vart at the beginning. There are two types of ahavas Hashem. There's an ahav l'Hashem, there's a love of God, that's mitzad habriya v'hayda. That comes from a person looking carefully at creation, at the world. The beauty of the world, Chesed Hashem, Hamolei Olam, the Tuvay Al Briyosav, the loving kindness of Hashem that is dripping from everything that exists, the Toiv of Hashem, with all that exists, with all that He created. So this is one way, of course, of which the Rambam discusses, to come to Ahavas Hashem. Mitzad Habriya V'Hoida. But there's a higher Ahava, the one that the Svarim HaKadoshim are much more concerned with. V'yesh Ahava Kazois Shihim Urgeshes B'Nefesh Mitzat Etzem Mailus HaNefesh Lehoiv Esatoiv HaGomer. That's, of course, in the Svarim, Reshes Chachmi brings to you the broad in the notes, but it's in many, many of the Svarim, that there's an Ahava that comes from the Nefesh itself, Mitzat Etzem Mailus HaNefesh. Because of the etzem, the actual Maila of the soul itself. Le'ahoy v'satoyva gomer. The nefesh itself is a chelok alakom imal. And motza min es minay. And the oyhev and the ohuv and the ohuv and the oyhev, it's all one. That's a higher madrega of ahava. Higher than ahava that comes from looking outside of oneself. The highest ahava is from looking inside of oneself. And Rav Kook says that this second ahava is the ikra ahava, and it's more precious. Even with the husband and wife, the marshal of Shir Shirim, is there's an ahava that comes as a result of how each one appreciates what the other one is doing. So the husband looks at how much his wife does for him and takes care of the family and the home and how kind she is and so on and so forth. And the wife looks at how wonderful the husband is, and he provides for the family and he's good to the children, v'chul v'chul. And that's a madrega of ahava that comes as a result of the olam, the world that they live in. Each one studies the world that the other has built for him and for her, and that is ma'ira, a feeling of appreciation and ahava. And that's a very, very important thing, to appreciate and to be makir tov, and that brings to ahava. That's not the same, however, madrega's ahava that's etzem yatzama, that's an ahava that Shir Shirim is about, an ahava that is not because of kol ha'ulam kulo. Kol olam kulo is eino kedai. The world that the wife builds for the husband and that he builds for her is eino kedai. Ki yom shenitim b'shir hashirim, if they live in a world that's called shir hashirim. But there it's etzem ha'atzama. It's an ahava that comes from within, not an ahava that comes from studying what the other person does, which doesn't mean you can't do the other. But it's a different ahava. The love that ahava takach baruch hu that comes from etzem hanefesh. That's why the ikar avayda is gilui etzem hanefesh. To find that place within oneself, that's the ikar ahava, and that's more precious than any of the love that is nikletes, that one picks up mibchinas hametzias, that is absorbed by studying the world that Hashem has made and seeing Hashem's loving kindness and creation. Even though that ahava that comes, that ahava which is more gefesh, more geshes benefesh mitzad etzem mailas nefesh, the closest that anybody ever came to portraying that ahava is Shir Shirim. Shir Shirim. Call it Siurim HaRavim B'Hagadolim Shir Shirim, the amazing and many Siurim, the images of Shir Shirim. Al Kain Ein HaElam Kulo Kedai. Therefore the whole world is worthless compared to that day Kiyem Shanitim B'Shir Shirim L'Yisrael. All of the love that comes as a result of seeing outside of oneself is worthless compared to that discovery of love within oneself. That's what Rav Kook is saying. Shekol haksuvim kodesh v'shir hashirim kodesh kadoshim. Rabbi Akiva said, all ksuvim kodesh v'shir hashirim is kodesh kadoshim, holy of holies. So this is what we were talking a little bit of last week, but it comes more to a little later. Here he talks about another subject that is discussed in the Maim Hadar, Sifrut. Sifrus, literature. Now, Shir Shirim, Song of Songs, is considered to be one of the great literary masterpieces of all time. It's considered to be one of the greatest pieces of literature that the world has, kol olam kulo eino kedai. Even in the secular world, it's considered to be the most romantic and the most moving description of that condition of love. So Sir Cook talks, as he often does, about the power of literature, of Kedusha, holy poetry, art, and so on. Hasifrus tziyuva v'chituva oimdim lahitzi el hapoel kol hamusogim haruchniyim. Literature has the ability, Sifrus has the ability to bring out el hapoel kol hamusogim haruchniyim, all spiritual concepts that can't find expression within the person himself, can't find expression. The great writers and the great poets are able to find expression, to be able to put into words, into pictures, into words, and so on, into song. I'm not going to translate every single word for two reasons. It'll take a long time, and because I don't know how to translate it. But to try to get... I mean, to translate, but to try to capture what he's saying is very, very hard. That are engraved, embedded in the depths of the human soul. Through literature, through poetry, and especially through poetry, but literature bechlal, one is able to give expression to the deepest, deepest concepts of ruchni, is the deepest spirituality that's found within the soul of man. As long as there's one sirtut, like a sirtut, you know, like in the Sefer Torah, in the mezuzah, one etching. Even if there's one etching of the soul that is still hidden and can't be brought out in song, in poetry, in literature, shaliyotz el hapoel, that it just remains embedded deep within, and one can't find expression for it in art. That means that there's still a responsibility of the voda of amnus, of meaning of art and literature and so on, lahotzio, to bring it out. All of literature, all music, all art exists in order to be able to find expression for those mamake hanefesh. Moving hadover. Shirak is oisim ha'oitzus. Shebihi poscham mevasmim hemes avir hamatzias. It's understood and clear that only the treasures of the soul, that when they're opened, will have the effect of bringing great fragrance, a delicious smell, to the air of the world of life, tov v'yofel lefateach. Those are the eitzvus, of course, that should be open. Now, there are different things that are hidden within the soul. Last Shabbos, we were talking about tzafona lefnei Hashem and the tzafuni, right? Tzafuni is the Yetzirah, the Gemara says in Sukkah. It's a pasuk in Yoel and Navi. It's a tzafuni archik. Hashem says, me'alechem, I will drive away that the hidden ra, the hidden ra of a person. But then there's the tzafona, which is lifnei Hashem. So if Cook says that poets and writers and artists have to be very careful, there are different boxes inside, and you have to be careful which one you open up with your poet, with your poetry and your art and your music. So he says only open the ones that when you open them, the world smells better and your life smells better. We call dibu v'dibu sheyotzim pekesh boruch nesmali kol ha'olam kulo b'sam. Gemara says by Maran HaSinai that every word that Hashem spoke, the world became filled with b'sam, the most delicious fragrance, the most delicious smell. That's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's. Those are his diburim, and that's how he wants us to speak, and to write, and to teach. Not to open up those things inside that pollute the world. Because there are things that, if they're opened up, bring terrible pollution to the world. And you could just say, well, this is just a way of expressing myself. I just have, poetry and literature is a very powerful form of self-expression, music as well. So you see that in the world, that people can get away with any filth and trash and just call it art, right? They call graffiti art. And it's also it's art. And they say, well, this is, you know, this is who I am. And I'm just, so I just put on that building, you know, because you can't hold that back. I'm an artist, and every pornographer is an artist, and every mushkas a manuvel that writes something of his ashkasa is an artist, is a poet, is a writer. And every songwriter is finding expression. He is finding expression. He's a mushkas, and that's ashkasa. what he is and what he makes is that. When Hashem Baruch speaks, the world smells better. When this guy speaks, the world stinks. That's how it is. So you see, you have to be very careful. However, there are those things that are hidden within a person. Shekvurosam hi biurim. That they're buried, that's the beer. That's the destruction. Leave it buried. Don't open it up for anybody. It's like when there's filth that comes out from a person, the Torah tells us it needs to be covered. This filth that should remain covered. The oil of Misha Mishtamish be Yisedel Lepulas Hafachis, and God forbid a person uses it in the other way to uncover the filth. Laman Harbois Barsha, to bring more filth and pollution into the world through his writing, through his poetry, through his music or art. Zazue Hanefesh Mitzad Rikshe Ahave Ativis, the turbulence of the soul that comes from natural feelings of love between a man and a woman causes tremendous, tremendous turbulence. Zazua is a shock. Zazua, a trembling, a shaking, a turbulence. That ahava, rikshay, feelings, emotions of love, hativis, the natural emotions of love, bring about a tremendous, tremendous turbulence of the soul. Shnatelas chela godel b'mitzias, that takes up a large piece, a large part of mitzias, of life in this world, is occupied with finding this love and dealing with this love and how to get out of the thing you got into and how to get in the one that you're not in, v'chula v'chula. This whole inyan of avahava. B'musa v'chaim. Heim ru'im l'spar sh'ayda ha'sifrus b'chol hatzdodim sh'behem hi motziya el apol es agnuzash. This unbelievable turbulence of love that love brings, natural ahava. It's not just talking about love of God, not my love of God, ahava. Shir Hashirim, Chosn Kala, should be himruim l'sparish. It's proper and fitting that these emotions be interpreted and expressed through literature. B'chol asadim shirham himatzia el hapala as agnus, in every way that it could take out from the hidden place of the person and to be able through poetry and art to describe the emotion of love and to portray it. However, Rav Kook is very strong. Aval b'shmira ha'yoseh mu'ula, but it has to be, this has to take place with a shmira ha'yoseh mu'ula, with a powerful shmira, to be very, very careful and very guarded. Minitil l'tzad ha'shikaron, not to allow things to move towards the side of drunkenness. Shikarna, shikar. It's a very powerful emotion. Shiesh beila hargoshes. It's tremendous. It could lead a person with a shikar, loses his mind and acts like an idiot and says things that he normally wouldn't say. Things that should have been kept closed inside of him and then come pouring out when he's a shikar. So if Cook says there has to be a shmir ma'ula, for all poets and writers, shmir ma'ula. It's very easy to transform these things. Love, Rav Kook says, has a tahara tivis. It's the most beautiful and pure thing in its natural state. And to find expression for that is tremendous. Adrabi says we can't leave any part of that, of those emotions, without expression. Forget. But he says it could very easily transform into something which is tumma menavelas, disgusting tumma. Rak anshe kaidish ruim lies sari kaidish. Sari kaidish, but only people of holiness are fit to be those who are either Sarum, like masters of Kaidish, or singers of Kaidish, or writers of Kaidish. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Omnam. Im nechashav lechesorin kloli beizah sifrus, kishla yimtsuba eila hardoshes panimius. Even though it's a chesorin, that when you look in most of world literature, you don't find you don't find these deep hagoshes of the soul. Shahavim Hashem is something that love imprints upon the soul. We don't find it that in most of literature that it is being expressed when it comes to the ahava nehuga, meaning love between men and women, chasna kal. We don't find in most of literature that it's going to that place of the neshama, of the ahava that comes from the neshama, and how that ahava between a husband and a wife, between chasna and kal, is the ahava between kutshavichu and shchinte, between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. Most of the literature doesn't come to that place, that oimik, doesn't come to that. Kama roi l'choshev l'chisoren im oisem azazu mairamim v'anisoyim shekol kach porlim u'polu u'polu va'asidim l'fol al kol tuve b'nei odom al knesis yol b'yichud hanoivim yahavis adoin kalamasim akor hatoye v'chesed eilu hargoshes hanahovim l'yichakiku b'seifi yiparkim mem kaimer. As far as world literature is concerned, so of course says, what are you going to do? Of course, it's chaval that most literature has descended into very low places, and even those that haven't have not been able to come to that place of the neshama where the ahav is completely pure. It's the same love for a wife and for a child as the love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, it can't be, says, that within Knesset Yisrael, mankind, he says, bechlal, but especially within Knesset Yisrael, it can't be that we shouldn't find the expression for these feelings. It can't be, in a holy way. It can't be. It would be a tremendous chisar, Rav Kook says. If these zazum haramav anisoyim, if these exalted feelings, these emotions, this turbulence of holiness is not going to be expressed in poetry, in Tanakh. If it won't be engraved b'sefer, yipakim b'mkoyim, if it would be missing. Hayesh erach lo'imeg rege shahava zois. Hayechiluhu yamim rabim, hayechal galuhu kovhe shachokim. Can anybody measure the depths of these of the feeling of this love? Can it be contained in many oceans or the heavens? Hachisaron hazer omdam nimlo lonu b'shir ha'ahava oisoy shu kodesh kodashim. The need for this expression in writing, in poetry, Shlomo HaMelech filled in the Shir Ahav, in the love song, Shul Kodesh Kodashim, which is Holy of Holies. Rabbi Kiva saw this. The other Chachamim on their Madrega, they were fearful that by Shir Shirim becoming opened for the public, by it being opened, Bechlal, that it would unleash very destructive, negative expressions of love, of Ahava. And Rabbi Kiva said, we have to have such a thing. We can't live without Shir Shir. Oysa Shukadosh Kadoshim, who Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlom? Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlom. Turn over the page. Kamesha mi shu chamor lahav. A person who is a chamor lahav is completely unfeeling when it comes to love, like a chamor lahav. It means it brings. Reb Tzvi Yehuda brought the famous in the notes, which are at the end of this Torah. He brings, or Tzvi Yehuda brings from a famous, very, very famous thing that's found in Reishis Chochem for Rabbi Yitzchak de Ben Akko, which I've mentioned many times in Shul's, the Baal Shem HaKadosh mentioned. That Mishle Choshak Le'isha with Doim Lechamor, that any man that was never loved a woman is Doim Lechamor, is like a donkey. but pachas imenu, less than a donkey. But tam ki me'amur geshtar sheyavchen havayda lokis, because from that emotion of love for a woman, of romantic love between a man and a woman, one serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One comes to be an Eved Hashem. One is able to ascend from that level of love, that type of a love between a chas and kala, a husband and wife, to Ahavas Hashem. So Rav Kook uses very strong words, and he says that a person Misha who chamer lahava lo yochush mayachbitzu mishere hava b'shirei maprotein. I was reading some professor wrote something about Chassidus. I try to stay away from these things the last 30 years, but I have occasional taiva for it. So I was reading something that a professor sent to me about Chassidus, and I only read it for like 5 minutes, and I threw it away. But this is exactly what I was feeling. Those who have never loved, they don't get what these poets are writing about, these love poets. They don't get it. So they study them, but they don't get them. They never felt those emotions. And if these critics have the ability, to try to capture what Rav Kook is saying, that if these critics who have never felt love had the ability to take the gaguim of writers and bring them down to their level, that is gas, that is coarse and unrefined, they've never felt that exquisite and delicate and very, very refined and edle feeling of what it means to love someone in such a way. So that's why these writers, these critics, and these type of writers will bring it to something which is low and disgusting. Ken mish liba orlo, a person whose heart is uncircumcised. He can't do anything. These people always look at these love poems and they make them into. They can't relate to them because they've never felt those feelings, so they can't relate to them. So naturally, they interpret them through their own degraded situation, their own degraded or very coarse and superficial state that they're in. They've never come to such a place within themselves. So when they reach Hirashim, and this is what the Chacham were afraid about. The Chacham were afraid that people are going to reach Hirashim, and they're going to start to blush. They're going to blush. Because all of the associations that they're going to read in Hirashim are going to remind them of things that are not rated G, that are not for general audiences. And they're going to interpret them in a coarse and unrefined way. All the beautiful, beautiful, deep images of Shir Shir, they're going to interpret the Chacham were afraid. Nobody questioned what Shlomo Melech was doing, where he was. That's not the question, where Shlomo Melech was. By the Chacham, of course, those who are not Chachamim, who are only Chacham Be'ineyem, they say, sure, Shlomo Melech is talking about his younger years. So, the Chacham were afraid of that. And of course, that has happened. That has happened. Because these people, these are the people who are interpreting Shir Shirim in such a way they've never tasted of the sweetness of that love for the Tzur Kol Olam, for the creator of all worlds. They can't believe that Shir Shirim is a mashal, that Shir Shirim is a stepping stone to love of God, that Shir Shirim is describing the emotion of love as that a man and a woman feel, those emotions that they feel for each other as part of a process that leads to a havas Tzur Kol Ha'olam. They can't make that connection b'chla. Ish novo v'loy chacham kezeh, l'yuchal ha'chil esarayam. Such a low person, v'loy chacham, He can't contain. He can't he can't wrap his head or his heart around such a thing that this is about God. Give me a break. That's what someone else is talking about. He's talking about God. That's how he's describing that's what he's describing Shir Shir. I mean, all of you know the words of Shir Shir. That's what Shomel. So that's what these people think. Their minds can't. Because these exalted longings that are expressed in Shir Hashim, they are the Rishom, the imprints or the that is coming from the Oitzer Hagon, is the hidden treasure that's contained within the soul of the entire nation of Israel. That's contained within the nefesh klal ha'uma, the nefesh of Knesset Yisrael. That's what Shlomo Melech was. The nefesh, the soul of the Jewish people. Asher boch alei Hashem l'shmo l'zichro. M'nei she'enu margish klal shum chisaron, b'yipoked mokim ele harigoshes, asher l'yidom. Since these people don't know these feelings, they've never felt these feelings, they don't understand how Shlomo Melech could be talking about such a thing. They don't understand. Ava mishalo hisho eloka chachma, but a person from whom Hashem has not withheld wisdom, Yaakov v'yachush, can recognize and can feel, ki eif shakla la'oitze kisvi ha'kodesh. It can't be, it's not possible, that this should be missing from the treasury, of kisvi ha'kodesh, of the holy writings of Am Yisrael, of Tanakh. Shalahu'uma ha'kadoisha, of the holy nation. Shekol toldos ha'meleya rishume ahavas nefesh letzur ma'uza. The entire story of the Jewish people is the love story. The ahavas nefesh letzur ma'uza, to the rock of her strength. Our entire existence, our entire history, our story is just Amzu Yatzarti Li Tilasi Yisheperu. It's the love song for Hashem. It's so sad when people finish the Seder and they walk away without Shir Hashir. Don't do that. Even though I know everybody's tired and it's very, very hard after Chag Gadya to continue. What else is there to say? Echad Ani Yodea. V'Asach HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Shach L'Mal HaMavis, the story seems to be over. It's a terrible, terrible thing to walk away without saying Shir Hashir. To walk away from Lel Hasad, at least the first night. If you can't do both nights, at least the first night. It's kilo. I don't have to use the lashon. It's kilo. There's a hava that has not been consummated. That's what it is. That's without Shir Hashir. So you ate the matzahs, you drank the wine, and you had the morrow. So there was a chasana. But noch the chasana didn't happen. I don't have to explain that, right? B'megdulosa v'hoida, ayidei chesed elyon molei hoi. All of the love that's described from the days of before we fell into a lot of crazy stuff, who we are and what we really are in that relationship that's filled with splendor and glory for Hashem. Love for Hashem. We may on Yom Ruden, then how we continued holding on to Him. Achastiv v'lo arpenu, it says in Shir Hashir. How we held on to Him, we wouldn't let go during our days of suffering and misery. Ayidei nahare nach leidam, even though we suffered through rivers and currents of blood, v'shet of tzaros, rabbas v'raos, and all kinds of powerful rivers of tzaros. Terrible tzaros that you would think would have taken us away from God, but that's what it says in Shir Hashir. Ma'im Rabim lo yuchalu l'chabas sahava. That's what, of course, he's alluding to. That all of the waters of suffering and the misery of this world cannot extinguish the love. Where else is that expressed in such a way? Ashel kol eila oiru sahava. Not only lo yuchalu l'chabas sahava. Not only has the love not been extinguished by the rivers of blood, Chizkua, strengthen the Ahava, Vahitsiyua Elapol Hamorgash Adrabah, brought out more and more the Ahava, brought out these feelings of Ahava. Eev Shabashum, because of our Messiah's Nefesh. Eev Shabashum Eifen, Sheila Gagum, La Yirashum, Beseifer, Eitzah Kloli. It can't be that these feelings, these emotions of Am Yisrael, of the soul of the Jewish people, should not be expressed in Tanakh, shouldn't find a sefer to be in. Shasham kol higyoyne kachenu nechisim, because that's where all of the holy thoughts and feelings of the Jewish people are to be found, is in Tanakh. Now, he explains, why is it Rabbi Akiva? Why was Rabbi Akiva the one who said, there's no way that this is not going to happen? This is happening. Shir Hashim is not going to be lost and put on a shelf someplace, like, you know, with Ben Sira, you know. I don't know if you know what that is, if some of you do, but it's not going to be put in the back of the bookcase somewhere that only the professors write about in the universities. It's not going to happen. Rabbi Akiva says it's not going to happen. Why, Rabbi Akiva? Omnam misha be'es shesarku is a besaro. Only that person who, when they were raking his flesh with iron, with hot iron rakes, only such a person was able to answer his students and to say, when the students asked him, even now, Rabbi, kol yomai hayisim etzdaira ala mikra hazeh. What do you mean, even now? It's my whole life. I'm worried about the pasuk, b'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul. Mosa yovel yodi v'kaimen. When will I have the opportunity to be mekayim, to make the ultimate sacrifice for this love that I feel? V'hafta shemakeh b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha. V'laharuch ba'is ha'shah be'echad, ad she'yotzes nishmosai. And he said the word echad long, so that it would be finished when his soul left him. Rakhu only Rabbi Akiva. Rakhu yuchal loymer she'ein kol ha'olam kula kedai, ki yom shenitin by Shir Hashim liYisrael. Only he could say such a radical thing, such a shocking thing, that the whole world is nothing compared to the day that Shir Hashim was given to the Jewish people. Shekol aksuvim kodesh v'shir hashirim kodesh kadoshim. Everything else is kodesh, but shir hashirim, it's all kisvei kodesh, but shir hashirim is kodesh kadoshim. Omnam kenetef mayim min yam. However, it's like a drop of water from the great ocean. Kizig echad milahav eish, and like a spark of a great flame, a fire, shad leva shamayim, that is burning ad leva shamayim, to the heart of heaven. Kais echad misefer godlu rechav yadayim, like one letter in a huge book, in a big, big book. Yada ish asher ko roma nafshay, that this person whose soul was so great and so exalted knew. Lahara gamkin is ahava aprotis hativis be'erka hator. This person, Rabbi Akiva, for Rabbi Akiva, the ahava aprotis hativis be'erka hator was a spark, a drop, a letter of the love for the Infinite One Himself. It wasn't a contradiction, like the menuvalim that Rav Kook was talking about before, with the contradiction between romantic love and the love for Kadosh Baruch Hu, for Kid. It's a spark. It's a letter. It's a word of the love for Tzur Kol HaOlam, for the Creator of all worlds. So this person, he knew, He knew of Ahava Pratis Ativis. And it's even described in some, the Gemara talks about, tells us about Rabbi Akiva, the simple shepherd, well, of course wasn't so simple, but this shepherd, Rabbi Akiva, and how he fell in love with Rachel Bas Kalba Savur, and what they went through, and how he gave up everything, and she gave up everything, and then when he came back, how he went away, and for all those years, and how he came back. And he said, everything that is mine is and yours is hers. The whole story of Rabbi Akiva and Rachel Bas Kalba Savur. For Rabbi Akiva, that wasn't a love that contradicted the love of God. It was a piece of that love. It was a spark of that love. It was a letter in the book of Shir Hashir. That same Rabbi Akiva, who Chazal are not embarrassed to describe the love that he had for a woman, was in love with the Jewish people. He was the one that said, V'ahavta l'racha kamecha. He says, Amar Rabbi Akiva is a klag ol b'Torah. That's the great principle. The same one said, V'ahavta l'shem l'kecha, the same one who's Yatsun Nishmas Abech, as I mentioned last week, said, V'ahavta l'racha kamecha is a klag ol b'Torah. V'ahavta l'racha kamecha is a klag ol b'Torah. The love of another Jew is klag gadol b'Torah. And those who learned a little bit from the Tzemach Tzedek we were talking about learning last year, Derech Mitzvei Secha, what does that mean? The love of another person and love of God, that is not only not a contradiction, it's Hayinu Hach. It's from the same place. V'ahava ha'elokiz ha'kadoisha u'mleah ha'id aruchais b'maracha k'migdal David bonu l'talpiyais. It says in Shir Hashirim that the Migdal David, the Tower of David, was built talpiyais. What's the English word I say in English? Talpiyais. And if you come from Talpiyot, talpiyais means, there's a fancy word for it, I'm sure, in the English, but it means talpiyos, when you have there's a Migdal that's built like one shtick, one piece, and then there's talpiyos, like layers, like a tower that's like Legos, you know? Piece and piece. Migdal talpiyo is all the way high up in such a way. K'migdal David. Now, why does Rav Kook use this pasuk from Shir Hashirim? K'migdal David bonu l'talpiyo is. Because Rav Kook is describing how Ahava is a building, is a tower. Love is a tower. At the bottom of that tower, of course, is the love that a parent has for a child, and the child has for a parent, and so on. And the Ahava is built and grows in such a way where it's layer upon layer, where each one is the base for the next level of Ahava. Not a contradiction. Not that there's a love of children that's one structure in life. And then there's a love of parents that's a structure in life. There's a love of husband and wife, chasna kal, that's a structure. There's a love of God. He says that's why these people look at and they make these disgusting associations with Shir Hashirim, because they see the love of God is over here, and the love of his girlfriend is over there. So what are you mishing these two together? So then the only thing they could say is that Shlomo Malch, he's using these words, he's talking about his girlfriend. Because to them, these are all separate structures. There's love of your family. There's love of the nation. These are all separate buildings in the eyes of the world. They're separate buildings. Love of family. Love of friends. Love of community. Love of the world. And husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, and then there's love of God. So these are all separate buildings in the eyes of the outside world. They're separate buildings. And therefore, if he's talking, if Shlomo Melech is talking, is using the images, the words of romantic love between a chasna and kala, of a king that's fallen in love, a prince, whatever, that's fallen in love, a king with some girl from Ein Gedi, so it means he's talking about his girlfriend. And says Beferish. Yara Daidi Lagana, like Rugasabaisa. Little Kait Shashana. He's talking about his girlfriend. So that's the building of boyfriend girlfriend. So then these writers say, boyfriend girlfriend, we know what that's about. And we're going to embellish that and talk about boyfriend girlfriend. And then the next thing you know, there's more pornography in the world. And the world has become more corrupted and filthy. Because in the eyes of these people, they're separate buildings. The reason that Rav Kook uses Kemigdal David Bonu L'Talpia is the tower of David HaMelech is a tower of love. Bonu L'Talpia, it's not separate buildings. The love that the child feels for his mother is Talpia is that Paina that turns him in the direction towards higher love, towards love beyond the confines of his house. There are people that they're only able to love within their family, but they can't love people outside their family. There are people like that. There are people like that, that they love their family members, and if there's anybody outside the family, they're suspect. They can only love in their little circle. It means that the building hasn't... there haven't been additional layers, levels. It just has a basement or a first floor, which is very sweet. A husband and wife love each other. And if they have a kid or two kids, everybody loves each other. And it's the next door neighbor. It could be Aunt Betty and Uncle Sal. And that's it, you know. And they have their little group. Everybody else, they have their little group. And so they have that tiny little structure that's called Ahava. And this is the family, and that's their family, whatever that family name is. And that family has its building, and it's called Ahava, and the Ahava has one story. Kemigdal David, Bonu L'Talpiyos, David HaMelech had she talks about in a second, a lighthouse, a skyscraper of Ahava. Of course, it begins with the love, child for a parent. Rabbi Kiva's life was in such a way, Bonu L'Talpiyos, Rabbi Kiva's life. They first find him as some sort of an angry shepherd that said he would take a bite of a Talmud Chacham if he could. He fell in love with Rachel Bas Kalba Savua, and that became the first floor that would take him to higher, higher, and higher stories of the magnificent skyscraper of love. Until he died with Hashem's name. There's a floor that's called by Rabbi Kiva. There's a floor that's the Hava of his wife of Roch. Then there's the Hava of another Jew, the love of the Jewish people that took him outside the Beis Medrash to go lead the Jewish people in a war against the Romans. Because he couldn't bear that the Jewish people were subjugated to such humiliation by our enemies. He couldn't sit still. And he went out to war. Rabbi Kiva was Nisei Kalim of Bar Kokhba. Love of the nation. That's another level of his building. Of the skyscraper of Rabbi Kiva. The highest is Shir HaShirim HaShel Shlom. Shir HaShirim. Kodesh Kedoshim. Heaven and earth. Love from the lowest level to the top, tippy top of the skyscraper. That's Rabbi Kiva. That's Shir Hashirim. That's Kemigdal David Bonu L'Talpiyos. Aval man nemuchim heim agmodim bali yinayim terutois. Hazoichlam sovir l'shivdes avonim atachtayinish al Migdal Eifel. He says, how blind and how empty are those whose eyes are near shut and they hang out by the stones that are at the bottom of the tower. The bottom of the tower. How low and how empty are the people who spend their whole lives hanging out by the bottom of the tower. The bottom, by the first floor of the skyscraper. V'roishmim es kemosai. Asher la'ov tagiyeh rakadei pshitas yodam aktanam ha'uf einam. Shaduk v'tavlul shmai aleha motzu. But they think that they understand. They sit at the bottom by the stones, by the ground floor, by the basement, the garage. But they write about what's all the way on top. They write about the ki'ilu. They push it, their little hands into what they don't understand, they don't get. They reach into that which they don't get. And if you tell them from the, that, you know, from the top of the at the top of the skyscraper, you could see the stars. If you go all the way on top, you could see the star. Molay hoyd v'yifa, filled with splendor and glory. Miyad yachlito kama nomuchu akoychav v'neheda. They come to the decision that star is actually very, very low. Kama nomuchu akoychav v'neheda. Nafshay's keil, meaning that the star is not. It's not. They think about it. They write about it. They talk about it, like the professor writing about Chassidus. Nafshay's keila. She yoyse miroya bal lev regesh, lev ragosh, she ahav es bas kalba savua. Lo yuchlum say Rabbi Kiva. So the souls of these kind of people who don't get it, who live in the basement. So they can't understand the emotions of the heart of Rabbi Akiva, of this shepherd. She'ahav is Bas Kalba Savur, who fell in love with Bas Kalba Savur. Lo yuchlu limtza Rabbi Akiva, lo yuchlu gamkin lohaitzi mekar l'tchunas ha'achlota ha'neflo she'shir ha'shir mokesh kadoshim. And they couldn't see this in Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Akiva was talking about something magnificent, beautiful, something much higher. Not to bring the star down to the basement, but something that is exalted. And they couldn't, and therefore they can't understand that Shir Hashem is Kodesh Kadosh. They can't accept that Shir Hashem. They don't understand Rabbi Akiva. They don't understand how this building is built. And they can't accept that Shir Hashem is Kodesh Kadosh. Baruch Kol HaKsuvim, therefore it doesn't belong in Tanakh. It's just they see Shir Hashem as just being as coming from Shlomo Melech's personal, that this king fell in love with some girl, that God forbid that it's talking about Shlomo Melech's romance. Because that's all they could see is the basement. Aval Tahere Leiv, those of pure heart. Yiru's Rabbi Kiva Begodlo, they see Rabbi Kiva in all of his greatness. As Rabbi Kiva Hamasache Kishiroya Shashuol Yotzi Beis Kodesh Kadosh. Why are you saying such a deep thing now? There's no time to explain it. The same Rabbi Kiva that's described at the end of the Gemara, at the end of Tanis. This Mesachik who's laughing, Kishiroyesh Ashua Yotzim Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, when he sees the facts that's running out, all the other Chachamim are crying. He sees the facts that's running out of the Kodesh Kadoshim. B'nei Shalanafshay, out of the Kodesh Kadoshim, they're all crying, and Rabbi Kiva's laughing. B'nei Shalanafshay Ha'anakis Ha'osid Ha'rochak Nitzav Ka'eva. Because in his giant soul, the distant future is standing right now at that moment. He saw at that moment. All of everything is Bonula Talpios. It's all the skyscraper. As Rabbi Kiva Hamole Tzahol Lukol Hamayna Sharomi. Rabbi Kiva, when others heard the sounds of the cheering and the jeering that's coming from the Kol Hamayna Sharomi, the multitudes of Rome, all the anti-Semites, and the Kol Hamayna Sharomi, the noise of Rome, and the Churban, and the Inquisition, and the Holocaust. B'nei sha'ahava helokis ha'navas, b'oimek chochmas libay ha'nefla herseyu. But because the godly love that was coming from the very depths of chochmas, his wondrous soul, ad kedei, taught him, ad kedei melol tsur chai, till it was such a clear living image before his eyes. Kiroimi ve'eleleha kolil tachlif. The Rome and all of its gods, all of it is going to disappear. Ve'oret Zion la'ad yizrach, but the light of Yerushalayim is going to shine forever. From the top of that skyscraper, that's what he sees. Ha'ahava betanugim lemechze ha'osid ha'vadai. Mola kol kach es levova ha'tor. That love, ha'ahava betanugim, the vision of the future, that to him was absolutely certain that it's going to happen. It so much filled his pure heart. Ad kilo hinichaloi mokum gamla anocha slave. Alahoiva hamari didn't even leave a place to give a krechs over the frightening present that he was living in. Shehikiroi rak of kal. Rabbi Kiva saw it only as a thin cloud, the misery of the present, as a thin cloud. Al pnei hachama habara b'shachim, that's covering the powerful, shining sun in the sky. Virak mimkor oisa hanefesh. And only from the makar of oisa hanefesh, of that soul, shindishmaso yotza be'echad, that soul that left the world be'echad, with the name of Shema Yisrael Shemakim Shemachad, yotza hachlota, came forth the decision and the decree, shekolak suvim kaidish, v'shir ashirim kaidish kadasha. All songs are holy. V'shir ashirim is kaidish kadasha. That's what Rav Kook said one day when he was sitting and looking out at the ocean. We should be zeichet to have a spark of some sort of feeling when sitting on the kaisa. We should be zeichet to Hashem to see the whole day. So make this bonu l'talpiyos, which is said the Kor of Mamash.